Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk
Radio. Tari, how are you?
How are you, Dr. Middleton? And thank you for being a guest on the show tonight. Well, we're recording it now, but it's going to air on Thursday night at 7 p.m. So welcome to the show, and I know that you are an amazing speaker tonight, and I appreciate you being here. You're a doctor, you're a chiropractor, you have a family, and you like helping people. And I know you're doing some cutting-edge research and using some cutting-edge technology. I hope it's okay if I say it like that. But to get to where you are right now, how did you know that you were supposed to be a doctor? How did you know you were supposed to help people find a way to heal their bodies, heal their minds or hearts, however you say it? I don't know what's the best way. But can you take us on that journey? Because we want to hear what you do and how you got here.
Okay, that's kind of a big question.
When you were
I'm
young,
doing what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I know I'm supposed to do this my whole life, I guess.
Right.
I've been looking at things a certain way my whole life. I guess like a singer learns how to sing or has the ability to sing, there's just an adaptation. I'm adept at certain things, and
Sue, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with that, but I got to get them to look at it, so it is what it is. Anyway, thank you for calling in today. It's just been a comedy era this week, but life is good. That's what I'm saying to myself. Thank you for responding back in Certified Angel Coaches. I appreciate that, so we'll get you set up. I haven't even looked at it. I haven't even looked at what you wrote, but I'm assuming that you're going to do a great show and you're an expert in a lot of different things. So those who will download this Mastermind show later on today, Sue is an expert at vibration, at energy healing. What else are you are expert on? You're expert on law of attraction, creating joy, finding your hopes and dreams, raising children and raising grandchildren. And she doesn't look like a grandmother. My grandmother looked like you. I'd have been going out with her on Saturday night. Okay. So, anyway, but she's going to have a show, and we're going to post it. So you guys be looking for it on Blog Talk. Sue's an angel coach, so I'm excited about that and excited about who you are and what you do. So talk to me. What's been going on with you? Because you and I have been out of the loop. I've been under the weather myself, believe it or not, and I had a stomach flu, but I'm better. It gave me time to think. And when you get sick and you have to sit still, you're in a pause moment, right? You think about a lot of different stuff. So here we are.
Oh, that's
what
for sure.
Oh,
well,
I was thinking about you. I was like, I go, God, this is how she gets a great ideas. So sorry to interrupt, but go ahead. Talk to me.
No problem. I know a lot of your listeners, I've already, mentioned this before, that I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And I think I have been in a flare for, it feels like months. And the last week's been really bad. I haven't even been able to get out of bed. Yesterday, I finally was able to get out and go to work. But that's because I, forced myself because, payroll's got to get done. Somehow, some way, it's got to get done. But I do have an appointment with a rheumatologist today. Hopefully they can run some tests and see, if it's something else that's going on that we can address and get taken care of. But, it's just kind of hard to keep those vibes positive and to stay motivated when you're down. But I think that's when it's the most important to really try and do so. Because, when your vibes are low and you're vibrating at a lower frequency, you're more susceptible to catching other illnesses and being depressed and letting others' moods affect you. So I think, it's good to find ways to just hang in there and raise your vibes even when, you're struggling.
Can I tell you something? I agree with you on that. And I kind of talk about this, and I am well. And I try to keep myself well. But this week has been challenging for me because I've learned some lessons. first of all, I haven't been able to work out or run because I've been super, I mean, sleeping. And, you know, and when you have a stomach virus, you mention all the things that go with that, right? So I am well now. I am 100% well. But one thing I have learned, I was like, man, you got to really concentrate on keeping your thoughts high anytime, okay? But when you're in that pause moment, I'm going, hello, angels of God, higher self, why am I here? And why do I need to be in this pause moment? Well, then I get so mad because, you know, you start thinking of, well, what if it's an ulcer or what if it's this? So I was like three. But I realized that I needed to slow down because I needed to look at some things in my own life. And that's what I'm doing. And I just needed to slow down, stop, spend time with me. And now it's a bit better today, actually a lot better. I'm so internally thankful and appreciative of that. But it's hard to feel good. It's hard to think that you're a beautiful soul on the inside because you get angry at why are you sick, right? It's so hard to think that you're a beautiful personality on the outside because you're like, wow, I feel like whatever you feel like, I can't, you know. And so you know what I did? I said, screw it. I'm going to go get me some yogurt, more yogurt, because my angels told me to eat yogurt, and I didn't listen to them, but I'm listening to them now. And I got some yogurt, and then I went to Victoria's Secret, which is a couple of miles down the road. Nothing made me feel more better than getting in to buying something. You know, it was something small, but it made me feel great, right? And I go, thank you that I'm able to go to the mall where I didn't feel like it was hard to put one foot in front of the other and not stop and whatever you have to do, you know, you use a restroom or whatever. And I was like so grateful for that little small thing. So this morning I woke up and I go, I know something is going to happen today, and I get to talk to you and hear about what how you're overcoming your own obstacles and how you're addressing them, and that's cool, you know, because I think that our mind can control our body. I really do. And one of the gifts that I learned when I years ago was Reiki, and I started using Reiki on myself this week and got some great results with it with my stomach. I go, huh. That stuff is really working. And so anyway, that's something that I'm using every day on my body is Reiki, and I'm getting some great results with it. So in other areas on my body too as well. So if I hadn't got sick, would I have known that? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But I've been practicing, and I teach Reiki, and it really does work. And so you believe in vibration. And what's your mantra today? How are you staying healthy, and how are you dealing with that? That's a lot, because I know that's a chronic problem that's been with you for a while, right, our situation?
Well, it has. It's been, like, years, over 3 years now. But just like yesterday, you know, I just prayed. It's like, you know, God, angels, whatever, you know, give me strength to get out of bed. Give me strength to get up and get going. Because, you know, mornings seem to be the hardest. That's when my body is the most stiff, and you know, I can't grip things yet. I can't move my fingers yet. I just laid in there, and I just really prayed, and I think that helped a lot to get me out of bed. And then, you know, once I am going to just stay in motion, stay moving. So, you know, I got up and I showered and, you know, then I sit in the car for an hour because that's my commute. And before I, you know, really got into my computer and reading all the emails I missed over, you know, however many days I was out of the office, I, you know, did things, you know, whatever I could to be in motion in the office. So, you know, organizing the break room and restocking the shelves and just anything to kind of keep me going, even though it was really hard and I struggled. I knew that was the best thing for me, was to be active as much as I could first thing in the morning. And I think that really helped me to set the tone for the day.
Wow, that's good. That's really good. Good, good, good. Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that too as well. So I've had to learn some lessons this week myself. One of the other things is, and I know you're married, and you know, and I'm single, and you know, dating or whatever. But one of the things that I got, and because I did work some this week. I just slept a lot. But one of the things that I got is, I think we are so afraid to really be to be love and to be living truth and to just show who we really are, right? To we've got to we feel like we've got to be the best, you know. I know that I do, and don't we all? And so I got this message. It's okay for you to show, you know, to say what you feel, because if that person doesn't like it, or he gets scared, or she, you know, it depends on who you are. And I you know, I love men, and if they get scared, that's okay, because their feelings about what you're saying are not your feelings about what you're saying. What are your feelings about what you're saying? Whether it's to a relationship or a potential relationship, romantic relationship, or maybe business. And so that's been cemented inside of me. I was like, okay, right? Because, you know, about a little over a week ago, I had somebody get really upset at me and say some not so, so nice things, you know, and they did it in a very passive way. And I was like, I got upset, you know, you want to just knock them out, you want to scream at them, or you want to, you know, put them in their place, right? Because we all have tongues like vipers when we want to. And that's not the best way, though. So I remember looking at her and thinking to myself, that's cool. And I go, how she feels about me is not how I feel about me. And I was like, man, I was great and gross. And then I got that even more this week. So I woke up and sent a great text to somebody. And your text inspired me. You sent me a few days ago. You said, I'm sending you love and vibes, good vibes and good love. I was like, if you only know how bad I feel. Thank you. anyways, I appreciate that. And, you know, my mantra that I was using this morning is there's no reverse with me. I'm only moving forward. Change my mindset, change my life. And that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's cool. Let me ask you a question. As someone who's married using, you know, and we're in a focus group, I think it's only you and I today, if you're okay with that. Sometimes it's more, less. I know people are traveling. But what's your own thoughts? What is your, you know, about telling the truth and living in truth? What do you feel about that? I mean, we say we want to do it, but then we don't do it. You know what I mean?
So, I think, you know, it's sometimes it's harder to, be truthful to yourself. You know, it's, I mean, aside from the, you know, being truthful to others, you know, when they say, how are you doing? And you say, oh, I'm doing great. When, you know, inside you're like, oh, shit. I could never tell everybody I feel like shit today. But, you know, I think it's important to be truthful to yourself. And, you know, I've been walking around in this, I feel like crap. I'm tired of feeling like crap. How long can I keep going and I'm feeling like crap? And then, you know, finally it just hit me the other day. It's like, you know, I want to live, whether I'm, you know, I would rather be living and hurting than not living and hurting. So I think that's my mantra. I just want to live life.
I'm going to live life.
Yeah.
I'm going to live life. You're not going to exist. You're going to live. Well,
I mean, it's like I can be hurting on the couch, or I can be hurting and doing something or being somewhere. And when you're active and your attention is focused somewhere else, it's not focused on the pain.
That's right.
Which, you know, I'm not always in pain. I just happen to be at the moment. But
right. No, I understand. Wow. That's great. So you always hurting, so you say, I'm always, wow, that's a great mantra. I always want to live, whether it's with or without hurt, but just living and breathing and enjoying your life. Wow. You know, I'm going to share this with you. When you said that, a strong message washed over me. It's like that is one of the first steps for her healing. You know, take it or leave it, I don't know. You know, I know myself, I did my own healing with sugar issues. And wow. And that's a great book, because you're learning to, as we all are, I'm learning to, we all are learning to use our mind to control our body. And it really can. We just have this great power within inside of us and unleashing it. And maybe that's one of the keys for you unleashing your own. I know that I have my own keys, right, to do that. You know, it's like, and I have to slow down and focus, and you're doing what you got to do. It's amazing. Good for you. It's so hard, though, to... And then once you start doing it day in and day out, then it becomes easy. I, you know, so, and So just practice makes perfect, and practice makes it come easier for you. So that's what I say to myself, you know. So, but good for you. So tell me something. What is your first show going to be like on Angel Coaches? Because you're doing it yourself. I mean, I can be there listening. I can help you if you want. Whatever you need, I'm going to do. But what's it going to be on? Have you made up your mind yet?
You know, I think, thinking about it the other day, and I think my first show, I think I'm going to just tell a little bit about myself, a little bit about my history and who I am, you know, where I come from, and why I'm an angel coach and why I do what I do, and just being a light to others. Like, if I can do it, you can do it. So, and be, you know, just kind of tell people how I can help coach them. And
that's nice.
You know, that, you know, my thought is, you know, just step through the door of your spiritual journey and just see where it leads you. And I think that's where I'm going to focus is, you know, on it's really important to maintain a high vibration, regardless of whatever spiritual journey you're on, and just in life in general. So that'll be a big part of what I talk about. Another big thing is, you know, what you think about, you bring about. So, you know, there's another reason I don't like to go through the day saying, I hurt, and why I don't tell people I hurt. It's like, I really, although I'm saying it a lot right now, I tried to stay
right.
more positive when I'm out in the world and stuff.
Well,
I don't like to
that.
Draw that, any more of that negative energy.
Well, you know what? Here's something for you. I hope this helps you because it helps me. And hi, Donna. I'm glad you're here. Because I want to hear what you're creating, what you're thinking. And Donna's a new angel coach. I love you, Donna, and she's got some great things she's doing to show herself. So one of the things that I'm hearing is, you know, we say it, but the universe responds not to what we say, but how we feel about what we say. So you're saying, hey, I'm living life, I'm existing, I'm learning to control, you know, my body, my mind, and so that's the deal there. So good for you, Sue. Hey, Donna. Donna Miss Aroma Therapy, herbal remedies, and all. Welcome. I'm glad you're here, Sue. It's nice to hear you. And we've been chit-chatting along and you know, about what we're creating and what we think about, we bring about. I can't remember that one. That's a good one. And always, and you, and she, too, I don't know if you heard this or not, she was talking about, you know what, she can be living with pain and talking about the pain, or she can be living with pain and enjoying your life. That is where you overcome the pain. So good for you. But what's your goal?
Exactly.
What do you want to create? I know, she's amazing. She's my hero today. So I need a hero. I just come out of a big, long thing and getting ready to go to California. So talk to me, Donna. What are you creating? What do you want to create in all this? So you guys want to know. We all want to know, actually. Now, and we download it later. By the way, we get a lot of downloads on this show, so I'm excited. What do you want to create?
Well, obviously, I want to create and grow my business in terms of my aromatherapy and natural herbs with an angelic twist. You know, I believe the two go hand in hand. One of my frustrations is, while I don't suffer with physical pain, thank goodness, I just have a lot going on. Selling the house, selling the business, having to get that call, get everybody out of the house, have to go to the business because somebody didn't show up. So it's difficult. My frustration that I have to work around is not having everything laid out. You know, I like to plan my day, my time, and I'm just not able to do that now. So I feel that I'm wasting time in some respects. I feel that I'm not giving my attention fully to all the things that need that attention.
Right.
One of the things to grow my business is I'm trying to put together an email list, you know, to send out email blasts and, you know, things like that. And I can be called in because somebody wants to take a look at the business because they're thinking of buying it. So it's a little crazy. And I just find for me, I have to sometimes just take maybe 5 minutes and just do some deep breathing and quiet time to kind of recenter myself. And I find that when I do that, that really helps to at least lessen the frustration so that I accomplish more.
But right now,
what I'm doing is I'm experimenting with different aromatherapies to do healthy cleaning. And I'm having a blast with it because at some point I'm going to brand that and market that. And I never thought that I would get into the blending and all of that. And I'm actually loving it, and I think I actually have a natural flair for it. So my house smells amazing, and it's bacteria-free and antifungal and viral-free, and there's nothing, no harsh chemicals or anything. It's perfectly 100% safe. So
I like that.
You know,
wow.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, you know, we were put on this earth also to be joyful, and I'm trying to get a little bit of that joy in because I don't have as much time to do all the reading that I'd like to do and whatnot. So I find that this is a way that I feel that is moving my business forward, and yet it's bringing me a lot of pleasure. And, you know, these aromatherapies, they vibrate at different levels, and they, when you breathe them, you can't help but be uplifted, your spirit. And that's one of the reasons why I have a love for them, and I hope to share that love with others and show them how it can keep them healthy and happy. So that's kind of what I'm working on in between all the other craziness.
I know. You know what? I haven't heard from you a great deal, right? I know a couple of things that you're super busy, and I know I'm just getting over. I probably need to talk to you about I'd love to have you on the show to do a show on this stuff because I had to leave yesterday the mall because the aromas in there are so. The coronas at the counter and nice perfumes. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die here because they smell not good. And but I would love to talk to you about doing a show on that because I really need something myself and I've got a vaporizer. So maybe you can talk to me or we can chat.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to have you on as a guest. And I know I posted on Certified Angel Coaches that you guys pick a time, put it out there, and then I got to put it all together. One of the things, so if you guys pick a time, I gave you the days to choose from, and we'll have a lot of fun doing it, and you guys are going to be doing your own show. I can help you in whatever way or capacity you'd like me to. A couple of suggestions I'm going to make is that for a show, you keep it 15, 20 minutes, no longer than ever 30 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. Always ask questions, even though you're on there. So aromatherapy, right? You're thinking, can my house be clean? With oils, you know, and so you ask questions, you stop and ask questions, even though you may be the only one talking. So that's something that my first producer told me. He said, always slow down and ask questions and make the sentences simple, like you're talking to a man. That's what he told me. I'm like, really? Okay.
I like that.
I was like, okay. That is great. Anyway. Isn't that funny? I was like, okay. So, anyway,
oh, wow.
Are you hungry?
Hilarious.
Yes. What do you want to eat? And do you want sex? Right? Those are what we eat on cheese. And men are complicated creatures in their own right. We just are a little different, wired differently. All right, ladies, thank you so much. So, let's say a quick prayer for everybody if you guys are cool with that because you guys are amazing and really uplifted me today. And thank you so much because it's been such a challenge. I so appreciate your text. Thank you for posting your time in Certified Angel Coaches. There's some couple other things with that. Donna, if you haven't, I know you sent me a text, but anyway, it's just easier.
Yeah, I'll go. I got your email last night, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I love you guys. I'm getting ready to go to California to set up a whole big thing. So this will be practice for Angel Coaches Network. So I'm super excited about that. You guys, let me say a prayer. And you guys chip in if you want. Or do you want to say prayer? Donna or Sue, it doesn't really matter to me. Prayer is prayer is prayer, okay? Sue, do you want to say it, or Donna? Okay, well, I'm going to say it if you guys want to add anything to it. Dear angels and God and light beings in the causal plane and all our soul families and their ascended masters and the angels, of course, thank you for being here with us. I'm going to cry. And thank you for bringing us together today and helping all of us with our goals and our dreams and our intentions. And thank you for helping Donna in her with what she's creating and achieving. Thank you for helping Sue for what she's creating and achieving. And thank you for helping me for creating and achieving and help us with the mind and the body connection. Mind always controls the body. We just got to realize that great power we have inside of us, which is all spiritual. And we so appreciate that, that higher self in all of us appreciates it. Thank you so much. And we say amen, and so it is. All right, guys.
So
thank you. Take it. And
thank
remember,
you so much.
Not
to have a safe trip.
Oh, I will. And like I said, I've got about a little over a week before I leave. I think I can't even remember now, but I'm excited about it. And then I get to see my sister, which is so good. And my dad, too. You know, my dad, that's a whole other story. Anyway,
right.
You guys take care.
Right.
I will talk to you soon. And you guys have a wonderful day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.